Okay, so we are back on page 74. Okay, this is the second part of the class on June 16th. And we have to go back to reading passage number 2. And I'll just go over quickly the starting from the passage, the paragraphs we already took. Okay, so the Buddha says to this is a wanderer by the name of Sivaka. So the Buddha says, you don't repeat for this. The Buddha says, Tenahi Sivaka Tung Yev Eta Patipuchami. So he says, well then, or in that case, Sivaka, I will question you, that's the emphatic, Tung Yeva. I will question you about this. Then, as it may seem to you, in such a way you should explain it or you should answer it. Then the Buddha says, what do you think, Sivaka? When there is greed existing within you, within yourself, do you know there is greed within me, within myself? Or when there is no greed existing within yourself, do you know, do you understand, there is no greed existing within myself? So that is the question. And then Sivaka says, Evang Bhante, yes, Venerable. Okay, and notice here that Santang Va Ajitang Lobang, that is actually the object, the accusative object of Pajanasi. So do you know greed existing within yourself? Thus, there is greed within myself. And then in the case of Santangva Ajitang Lobang, that also is the object, accusative case object of the verb pajanasi. Oh, this is making us some strange noises.
Something. Somebody has something on.
Oh, maybe it's his recorder. So do you know greed not existing within yourself? Thus, there is no greed existing within myself. And this word ajatang, let me just show you how that's derived. I want to ask the people who are using Uvu, please mute your microphones unless you're speaking, because we're getting some kind of junk sound coming back. Okay, the word ajatang. Oh, I could type it and then everybody can see. Going to share the screen with you. Okay. Okay, first we have the prefix adi plus atta, which means self. And so what happens when we get the adi meeting atta, what happens? Right, right. So the I first turns into Y. And then it's joining atya, atta. But then when you have this combination, whoops, of dy, dhy in Pali, it turns into the jh. But we have the first letter A, so it becomes. And then this functions somewhat like an adverb or an indeclinable. So it gets this ending. Ajatam. So in Sanskrit, we would get this as Adyatman. But in Pali it becomes Ajatang. Okay. And it's usually used in Pali Ajatang to refer to things that are occurring within oneself. It doesn't imply anything about a really existing self. It's just like in ordinary usage, we say what's within me as opposed to what's outside of me. Okay, so the Buddha asks this, the wanderer, Sivaka, the question. And then the wanderer says, Evang Bhante, which just means, yes, Venerable One. Okay, now the Buddha says, this is a little complex sentence. Yang ko tvang Sivaka.
Yang ko tvang Sivaka.
Santang va ajatang lobang.
Santang va ajatang lobang.
Ati me ajatang loboti.
Ati me ajatang loboti.
Pajanasi.
Pajanasi.
Asantang va.
Asantang va.
Ajatang lobang.
Ajatang lobang.
Nati me ajatang loboti.
Nati me ajatang loboti.
Pajanasi.
Pajanasi.
Evam piko sivaka.
Evam piko sivaka.
Sanditiko dhammo hoti.
Sanditiko dhammo hoti.
Actually, to understand the Buddha's answer here, they really should have started with the question. Now I remember the way it starts. Sivaka comes to the Buddha and says, sanditiko dhammo ti bante, kitavata nuko bante, sanditiko dhammo. So the wanderer says, it is said, Venerable, he's speaking to the Buddha, or Master Gotama, he says, it is said the Dhamma is visible. Directly visible. The Dhamma is directly visible. In what way is the Dhamma directly visible? So that was the question at the beginning of this sutta. Then the Buddha says, well then, Sivaka, I will question you about the matter. As it seems to you, so you should answer. And then the Buddha questions him in this way. So when we get the opening statement, or the opening question, then we could understand what the Buddha is saying here. So the Buddha is saying, young, the first word, young, here takes on the meaning of something like because or since. Because when there is greed within you, you know there is greed within me. Or when there is no greed existing within you, you know there is no greed within me. Then evang is in such a way, Sivaka, the Dhamma is directly visible. You see, so what the Buddha is saying is that, you know, this aspect of the Dhamma is directly visible, that you can observe your own mind and you see if there's greed within your mind, you know there's greed. If you look into your mind and you see no greed, then you know there's no greed. So that's part of the visible aspect of the Dhamma. Okay, then the conversation continues. Tang king manyasi sivaka.
Tang king manyasi sivaka.
Santang va ajatang dosang.
Santang va ajatang dosang.
Then the pay just means repetition, or etc. Then santang va ajatang mohang.
Santang va ajatang mohang.
Then the rest, I have to say, it's a little obscure why it has these other sections. Santang va ajatang loba dhammang.
Santang va ajatang loba dhammang.
So, okay, with dosang, it's when there is, what do you think? When there is hatred existing within you? When there is delusion existing within you? Here, when there is a state of greed existing within you, then santang va ajatang dosa dhammang. Did you do that already? Okay. Santang va ajatang moha dhammang.
Santang va ajatang moha dhammang.
Ati me ajatang moha dhammoti.
Ati me ajatang moha dhammoti.
Pajanasi.
Pajanasi.
Asantang va.
Asantang va.
Ajatang moha dhammang.
Ajatang moha dhammang.
Nati me ajatang moha dhammo.
Nati me ajatang moha dhammo.
Ti pajanasi.
Ti pajanasi.
Okay, so now he's saying, let's start, what do you think, O Sivaka? When there is a state of delusion existing within you, do you know there is within me a state of delusion? And when there is no state of delusion existing within you, do you know there is no state of delusion existing within me? And then Sivaka says, evang bhante, yes, Venerable. Any questions so far? What's the difference between loba and loba dhamma? Dosa, dosa dhamma. Moha, moha dhamma. I don't know. I think probably the sutta originally came within the threes of the Anguttara Nikaya, just asking about lobha, dosa, moha, and maybe the monks wanted to include it also within the sixes, so then they added dhamma to lobha, dosa, moha. But it seems not really necessary. Okay, so then, well, the Buddha's conclusion is the same as the previous one. So he says, Yanko tvang sivaka.
Yanko tvang sivaka.
Santang va ajatang moha dhammang.
Santang va ajatang moha dhammang.
Ati me ajatang moha dhammoti.
Ati me ajatang moha dhammoti.
Pajanasi.
Pajanasi.
Asantang va ajatang moha dhammang.
Asantang va ajatang moha dhammang.
Nati me ajatang moha dhammoti.
Nati me ajatang moha dhammoti.
Pajanasi.
Pajanasi.
Evang ko sivaka.
Evang ko sivaka.
Sanditiko dhammo hoti.
Sanditiko dhammo hoti.
Okay, so the Buddha says, again, the yang is like since, or because. So because, O Sivaka, when there is a state of delusion existing within yourself, you know there is within me a state of delusion. And when there is no state of delusion existing within yourself, you know there is no state of delusion existing within myself. Then evang, in such a way, O Sivaka, the Dhamma is directly visible. Any questions about this? Is it hard? Who thinks it's hard? Raise your hand if you think it's hard.
Bhante?
Yeah.
Does the Buddha here imply that we need to have concentration and meditation in order to see within ourselves?
So far, it doesn't seem to be saying that. It seems to be saying simply that one has this capacity to know what is going on within one's state of mind. One has the capacity to know the state of mind that's occurring within. Of course, to the extent that there's mindfulness and meditative development, to that extent one would be able to see more precisely and at subtler levels, you know, exactly what state of mind is occurring. But here seems to be just speaking to somebody at the level of ordinary experience and saying that we have this capacity to observe and to understand our own state of mind. And that ability demonstrates the directly visible nature of the Dhamma.
Thank you, Bhante.
But that's the way I understand it. Okay, so then when the Buddha gives this answer, then the wanderer Sivaka says, Abhikantang Bhante Abhikantang.
Abhikantang Bhante Abhikantang.
Oh, actually, it should be Abhikantang Bhante Abhikantang Bhante.
Abhikantang Bhante Abhikantang Bhante.
So this is, the word Abhikantang has a number of meanings. Here it has the meaning like excellent or superb. So excellent, excellent, Bhante. Then he says, Upasakang Mang Bante.
Upasakang Mang Bante.
Bhagava Daretu.
Bhagava Daretu.
Ajatage.
Ajatage.
Panupetang.
Panupetang.
Saranang Gatang.
Saranang Gatang.
Okay, in this sentence, what is the subject? What is the subject? I heard it. Right, Bhagava. Yeah, because you have to look for a nominative, so it's the blessed one. And then you could see this through the verb daretu. What kind of verb is that?
Imperative.
Right, it's imperative.
Third person.
It's a third person singular imperative. Let him, daretu means something like bear in mind, remember, though remember is weak, or consider, maybe that's good. Let the Blessed One consider. Then some of you thought Upasakang Mang was the subject. But what would Upasakang Mang be?
Accusative.
And if it's accusative, then it's what?
The object.
The object. So let the Blessed One consider me to be an Upasaka, that is, a lay devotee. Then Ajatage, this is a little idiomatic, it means from today on, beginning today, on into the future. Then Pan Upetang, this is also accusative singular, describing Mung. And it means pana is literally breath or life force, and upetang means possessed of. So literally it's possessed of life, possessed of breathing. So he's saying, as long as I'm alive, in English we would say, as long as I live, or we also could say, till the end of my life. But in Pali, it becomes like an adjective describing Mung, as long as I am endowed with life. And then Saranang Gatang, I think this should actually be joined. Saranang Gatang. Let me just check something. I would have said Saranagatam. Okay, I'm wrong. It's Saranangatang. The meaning is the same anyway. So Saranangatang, it's we should take them together. Gone for refuge. And again, what case?
Accusative.
Accusative. And it's functioning as an adjective describing, again, Mung. So he's saying, let the Blessed One consider me a lay follower. Who from today onward, as long as I'm possessed of life, as long as life lasts, gone for refuge. Sarana is refuge, and gatang is the past participle of gachati, to go. So this is one who has gone for refuge. Okay, so putting it all together, he's saying, excellent or wonderful Bhante, excellent Bhante, excellent Bhante, let the Blessed One, Bhante, consider me a lay follower who from today onward, or beginning today, has gone for refuge as long as I'm possessed of life. Or as long as life lasts. Okay? Mm-hmm. Any questions about that?
Could I ask a question? I'm just putting something out here with the last parrot, before that with the Loba Damang,
yeah.
Et cetera. Could it be why there's the difference, like one, say the greed, it's already arisen and strong, where maybe a connection to a state of greed, it's arising, it's not fully arisen.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good suggestion. Yeah, it could be just sort of a subtle stirring.
Just starting.
Yeah, yeah. Like the
has it really fully...
Yeah, the sutta itself doesn't... explain the difference between these terms. So you just have to conjecture what it might have meant.
Bhante, yeah. In text, when a person says this, what does that mean? That person is now a stream enterer?
No. It just means that they've gone for refuge. There's a stock formula to indicate that somebody becomes a stream enterer. That is, usually it's when somebody is listening to the Buddha give a discourse. You know, as he was sitting there, right in that seat, there arose in him the stainless, dust-free Dhammacakku, eye of Dhamma. Yang kinchi samudaya dhammang sabang tang niroda dhammang. Whatever has the nature to originate, all that has the nature to cease.
Is it Bhante sabbathang or sabbethang in what you just said, yankinchi samudaya dhamma? Is it
sabbangtang?
Sabbangtang.
Yeah. It's that general, it's yankinchi, so it's like a general, singular, neuter. Okay. Whatever there is, or anything. Okay, now what we're going to do starting next week. We're going to go back to square one and go over just the further readings in each lesson. But this time, wow, and lesson one is very repetitive. Not very challenging. Well, we could do two lessons. in one. Well, maybe should I go over some of the basic readings at the beginning of the lesson again? Because you could see every paragraph is virtually the same, except one word is different. You think you could do two lessons in one day? Is it very challenging?
What are we going to do with them?
Yes, Master.
Yes.
That's the spirit that I like.
Was that the answer to, is it too challenging?
Or maybe I'll go quickly through the further readings of lesson one, but you do lesson two. Because I could do for you the further readings of lesson one in 10 minutes. So I don't want you to go dry from not enough work to do. Whereas in lesson two, we start to get some, wait, not enough diversity there.
And this was so hard in the beginning, but maybe now it won't be so hard.
You look it over, but I'll start calling on people with lesson two. And then by the time we get through lesson five again, then you'll be really trained enough in the Pali so that we could then go into lesson six. Really, lesson six, seven, eight, nine, I think, are very solid lessons. Then lesson 10 and 11. I know you'll need some help with those lessons because there's some new style of Pali there. Okay, so let us end for the day. How does that sound to you guys on the internet? Evang hi bante.
Bhante, why not start with one? Why start with two?
I said because the readings in lesson one, if you look at them, it looks like a lot, but it's really just the same sentence repeating, almost the same sentence repeating six times with just one word difference. And then the second selection again. It's basically the same sentence with just one word differing. So you look it over, but you see, once you get the structure of the main sentence, then everything else just follows automatically.
Okay, Bhante. Thank you.
Okay, so let us end for the day with the three bows to the Buddha. Let me just save this so I don't pull it out by mistake.